It's a gloomy and damp Friday afternoon across the area, but at least it is Friday and we can look forward to the weekend, which is the final weekend of April, and the weather will bring some April showers at times as the weekend moves along. It won't be a complete washout, but you'll need those umbrellas at your side pretty much right through the weekend as shower chances will be with us. A bit of a roller coaster will exist on the thermometer over the weekend, as it will be on the warmer side tomorrow, followed by a cooler day on Sunday. The cool weather continues into Monday as a disturbance lingers across the area. Then that disturbance will exit Monday night into Tuesday. That's going to open the door to a ridge of high pressure and a push of warmer air. And we are looking at some milder temperatures by the middle part of next week. In fact, there's the potential we may have some summer-like temperatures by the middle part of next week. So we'll certainly keep an eye on that and keep you posted as we get a bit closer. In the short term, though, it's not feeling like summer. It's very much a spring afternoon across the area. Temperatures are on the cool side, and we have some areas of rain that are moving through. The steadiest and heaviest rain will pretty much come to an end, but some showers will linger heading into tonight. We'll also have to watch for some areas of fog, as low temperatures will be mainly in the 40s. Moving into the day tomorrow, I will mention there's the chance of a shower, especially tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening, but much of the day tomorrow is going to be on the dry side, so I don't want you thinking that tomorrow will be a complete washout, but if you have plans outdoors, especially during the afternoon and evening hours, you might want to consider the chance you may have to go inside for a little while as some rain will come through. Otherwise, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine. A gusty breeze will kick up, and temperatures should be pretty warm, running generally in the 60s tomorrow afternoon. The cooler part of the weekend is on Sunday, with an upper-level disturbance sitting pretty much overhead, and we'll keep things on the cool side Monday before that warm-up begins on Tuesday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, some areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, breezy with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers, some areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, breezy with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers, areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a late shower or thunderstorm, breezy with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers, some areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, breezy with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun, chance for a few showers, breezy and cooler, high around 50, and on Monday, partly sunny with the chance of a shower, high 50 to 55. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argenis.